A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Chaf Zayin, Baba Basra 27a, pagination is 53. We'll start on the facing page. Omar Ula, about 12 lines up from the bottom, added two dots. We've been discussing the concept of a tree that's growing in one person's area, in his yard, but it's been planted so close to the border between him and his neighbor that the roots are infiltrating into his neighbor's property and on certain occasions are going to do damage to things that his neighbor has, such as a cistern to store water. If these roots come there and destroy the burr, the cistern, then we have a problem regarding this tree, regarding its roots and neighborly relations, even though the start of the damage started in the person's own rishus, in his own possession. The concept, I believe we've mentioned, is an extension of the principle called giri, or chitzim, arrows, where even though I'm standing in my own area, if I were to shoot arrows from my own area, obviously there would be liability. Here also, you've done something in your own area, but it's extending into areas that are not yours. Omar Ula Ula said, once we have this principle that the tree is sending out its roots into the neighbor's property, Ilona samoch lemeitzar besoch shesh esrei ama, if a person has a tree that's been planted by the border within 16 amos of the neighbor's property, gazlan hu, on a certain level, he's a thief, because his tree is being nurtured from the nutrients of his friend's field. Ve'ein mevi'in mimenu bikurim, and you can't bring bikurim from such a tree. Bikurim are the first fruits, and that's a special offering which is described in the pasuk asher tovi me'artzecha, that you're going to bring from your own land. And over here, your tree has not been nurtured by your own land. How we handle this lahalacha is not our discussion. This is the statement of Ula, and on today's daf, we have a question on it. One line up, Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, Tav Shin, Tav Shema, come in here. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Karka kol shahu chayiv bepeyo. Land, even the most minuscule amount, even a drop of land, is going to be obligated in peya. That means leaving over a portion for the poor when you harvest. Uvibikurim, and such land, even a smallest amount, is going to be obligated in the first fruit, meaning it, whatever will grow on this kol shehu, its first fruit have to be brought up to Yerushalayim. That's the second thing. V'kosvim alav pruzbol, the third thing, that this minuscule amount of land enables you to write a pruzbol. A pruzbol, as we will remember, is a special statement, document, that's done at the end of the Shemitah year, the seventh year, because if it's not done, then the loans that are overdue will become annulled. It's an enforced type of tzedakah, if you will. So a person is allowed to write a pruzbol which transfers its collectability to the Bezdin, the court, and therefore becomes collectible even after Shemitah. And that takana was that they saw it better, because if it's annulled, and in our time that's only the Rabbanon, it's rabbinic, but if it's going to be annulled, then people won't lend money, which is even worse. So like this, they found a way to collect the money on what is a debt that would have rabbinically be annulled in our time. And this Prusbel has to have karka kolshuhu, has to have some sort of land which the borrower owns. On some level, the Mefarshim say, it means that it's like collected. If there's real estate, if there's something that the lender can go after, it's considered collected on some level. And Rabbi Akiva tells us, even a kol shehu, even the smallest amount of karka suffices that the person owns real estate, and therefore this tool, this mechanism, can be effective. Tosfos mentions, and it's mentioned in Halacha, Choshen Mishpat Samach Zayin Chaf Beis, that even a flower pot, Otzitz Nakuv, a flower pot, it has dirt, it has a hole on the bottom, it's considered connected to the ground, even a flower pot would be considered owning real estate. There's even a case where if the person doesn't own real estate, mizakehu, you can grant him a minuscule amount of real estate just to accommodate this requirement, this mechanism, so that the Prusbel should work. Again, Rabbi Akiva says, we're up to the third thing, Prusbel needs kolshahu, even a small amount of karka. And finally, v'niknim ima nechosim she'en lohem achrayus. And also the concept that metaltalim, movable objects, can be acquired by the way as part of a transaction of real estate. So Rabbi Akiva says, even if it's a minuscule amount of real estate, that mechanism can take place. So again, Rabbi Akiva says, four items, karka kolshahu, even the smallest amount of karka, peya, bikurim, prusbel, and the kinyan of metaltalin. As Rashi says so beautifully, kitani miya, but bottom line, Rabbi Akiva says, after all the sophistication here of all four cases, but one of the cases is karka kolshu chayiv bivikurim. Karka, even a little bit, is obligated in bikurim. Vikosako daitech bikure ilan ka'amar. And our assumption was that it's talking about bikurim of a tree, the first fruit of a tree. And this would be a contradiction to that which Ula taught, that if the tree doesn't have 16 amma around it, he's not allowed to bring bikurim because it's not being nurtured me'artzecha, from your land. How does Ula, who says that bikurim is not brought if you don't have 16 amma, reconcile itself with the teaching of Rabbi Akiva that there's a case of karka kolshahu, even a little bit of karka, that's obligated in bikurim? And the Gemara answers, you're missing a point about bikurim. Bikurim is not just by trees. Hacha b'mayaskinan b'chiti. The case of Rabbi Akiva was regarding wheat. And wheat, a stalk of wheat, could indeed grow on a kol shehu, on a very small, minuscule amount of land. Dekanami, it actually makes sense, going back to the words of Rabbi Akiva, that that's what he meant. That's the type of karka that he was referring to. Diktani kol shahu, because he said even the smallest amount, a minuscule. A tree can't grow in a minuscule amount, but a stalk of wheat could. Shema mina, indeed, the teaching of Ula could stand, and Rabbi Akiva is referring to the kol shahu that could possibly nurture a stalk of wheat, and he's saying in such a case, Bikurim would apply. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.